back once again with Conversations with Moose and Friends. Topic. Topic today is what?
I don't know. Where's the topic of the day?
She looking at me like that.
Topic. That's
the topic. What's the topic?
It's time to go to bed.
It's not time to go to bed. There's people out here still cabbage patching their life away. I'm corny as hell.
At least you know it.
I mean, you can't joke on yourself. I mean, what is there else to do?
It's
1:37
over here. He over there trying to be goddamn
Tom
Jones.
Exactly.
Exactly. Hey, this is the livest podcast.
All right, let me get some questions then. Shit.
Go ahead. You finished with that?
No, because I'm going to have to smoke it because your stupid ass did what you did.
What'd I do?
Didn't say the fucking podcast. It says, could you enter a new relationship with someone who told you they are no longer in love with, but will always love their ex? Who want to go first?
Who want to go first?
Would you? Go ahead.
Y'all want me to go first?
Go first.
Nah, I can't do it.
You can't do it. Why you can't do it?
Because, I mean, I'm not telling you to hate them. I'm just saying, like, if you still got love for them, are they still conversating?
No, I ain't saying all that shit.
Okay, so if she still got love for them, you never know what that could turn to on down the road when y'all have problems. It'll probably be the person she talked to.
So, the first thing, like, nah. I wouldn't even be able to do it because, first of all, whenever a nigga say they still in love with their ex, well, that means they fucked up. So, I'm going to start looking at you dirty and be like, oh, shit. So, you may have did this, you may have did that, or whatever the fuck.
I think everybody tells a little lie when it come down to they past relationship.
I ain't got to tell no fucking lie about shit.
I mean, you might not tell a lie, but I think everybody else would. Everybody has told a lie or will tell a lie about who hurt who in the last relationship.
Jay, what did you say?
I definitely wouldn't go forward. Like, they're still not over that person, so I don't want to be involved with somebody who still isn't over somebody.
Right.
That's not going to be for
you. Yeah, understood or whatever, but this nigga said that everybody tells, you know, somebody or everybody tells a fucking lie.
Everybody tells a lie when they first meet a person.
No, y'all motherfuckers tell lies.
No. I be real about everything. I tell you what's real first.
I ain't got shit to hold back. Period.
When I first meet you. Then again, when I first meet a person, I be trying to learn them before they learn me.
All right. No.
I think it's gentlemen like to learn the woman first, then let her ask questions.
Well, I don't know. All right, next question. Could you marry the last person you slept with?
Oh, shit. Who was the last person I slept with? It's been 3 years. I can't even remember.
Oh, damn.
Who was it?
Oh, Lord.
We ain't doing no name calling.
But whatever it was, I'm going to say no.
Daryl?
Hell no. Look how shit went. Hell no. No, I cannot. Nah, shit. We're going to have to go through some damn counseling. Some badass counseling.
So, you just saying that you would go back with him, but you're not.
It's an in-between thing. I don't know, shit.
It's an in-between thing. In other words, yeah.
No, it's not a yeah. It's like a hokey pokey. Put my right foot in and take my right foot out.
Shut up. You know? I would say, nah, I'm good. I'm set on that person. You showed me why I never wanted to marry you. And that's good. That's cool.
I said no. I think about it. No. Nah.
Mm-mm.
No, I couldn't do it because.
No, I remember the last person I did sleep with. This guy, he confessed that he liked me, but at the same time, like, he kept telling me about his ex that he worked with, who kept suggesting that they go back to medical school, they get their degrees and everything. So I'm just sitting there like, bruh, how you gonna be in a bed after you just fucked my damn brains out and you talking to me about your ex that you worked with? That's when I knew. I was like, okay, something ain't right here.
Oh, he's still feeling, well, huh?
One day I happened to be on Snap because I hadn't, like, I hadn't Snapchatted in like months.
Hold on,
so
I'll guess be right
he
back.
Felt like I wasn't gonna be on there.
Mm-hmm.
I get on there and he's taking pictures with the girl. I'm like, that's the love of your life. Like, that's the caption. I'm like, what? Damn. Like, didn't we just like hop in bed like a few days ago? Definitely. No, not him.
Oh, hell no. That's a hell no. Love of my life. No, I'm good. Mm-mm. But I don't know where the hell he just went. I don't know. But anywho. Turn offs with a man. I hate when a man be like, or always texts you what you doing. Or I hate when you first meet a nigga and he be like, let me pull up on you. Why? I don't understand that. It's not, that's not cute at all. It's just like, for what? Like, how about, you know, you start taking women out on dates and shit? I mean, that would be nice, other than just setting up a plan to fuck. At least she got some food in her stomach. Shit. Y'all can't even take a woman out on a nice ass date. But, I don't know.
My issue with guys down here, they, like, they'll meet you right now. 2 hours later, when you get home, they text you, when can I see you?
Yeah. They don't even give you time.
But they mean, when can we link up so I can get in them drawers?
Right. Exactly what they mean.
I don't need ass to come to the house. I don't think ever. I wait till you tell me I come over.
No, because I'll be like, look, if you say some shit like that to me, I'm gonna give you an address, but it's gonna be address to Chuck E. Cheese, because bitch, you playing games. You are playing fucking games, and you can go to Chuck E. Cheese for that. I don't care. Like, no, they're gonna be like, man, this is address to Chuck E. Cheese. I know, because you playing bullshit ass games. Ain't nobody finna play with you. I'm not finna pull up, and if I do pull up, what, I'm trying to see how you living, and I ain't going inside. Sorry. You gonna sit right here, I'm gonna sit on the goddamn hood of the car or whatever, and we can talk from there.
Man, you good at sitting on the back of the car.
Yeah, on the back of the car, yeah.
Back of the car, just sit there.
And we can talk from there. But you not finna pull up. Ain't no nigga finna pull up at my house, period.
I guess we just be happy y'all pull up, I guess.
Nah, niggas wanna pull up on your ass cause so they can go in your house and shit and try to fuck. You ain't getting no invites to my house, don't. Look, first of all, we've been friends for how long? And you just now started going to my house.
Yeah, like, and let me tell you how that went. That was mysterious. Just Ryan. Then I get to a house. I'm like, well, who house we at? Oh, this is my house. I finally get to go over your house. Yeah.
You see how. Look,
happy moment.
Look, I be questioning our friendship sometimes.
What?
I be thinking I don't need friends no more.
What's wrong with me?
I go back to not having no friends.
What, you gonna talk to yourself?
Yep.
Oh, hell no.
Look, I don't have to talk to myself. I be just fine by myself. But I be questioning. So, y'all be making me question y'all.
What's wrong with me? What ain't wrong with me?
Yeah, exactly. Let's start there. Well, what isn't wrong with you?
Well, I have a couple of loose screws.
At least you know it.
Everybody has a couple of loose screws. Come on, now.
Not like
not me.
Nah. Because, like I told you, my logic and shit, you know, get me in trouble, what the fuck, but I'm not going to get in trouble because my logic is so fucking good. But I ain't finna snitch on myself right now. So. Shit, she was talking about saying, where was I?
Huh?
Blowing the city up? Yeah, blow the city up. We both gonna blow the city up.
But the dude said, I just dragged the whole county with me. Y'all just gonna drag the whole county with y'all?
Hell yeah.
I'm done now.
Well, yeah, we was also talking about motherfuckers need to go get tested. Go get tested. Don't wait on your bitch to get something because she might just have a yeast infection or whatever the fuck. Go get tested, nigga. Because y'all just fucking disgusting. Y'all fucking everybody in fucking Montgomery and shit like that. And everybody fucking everybody. And, you know, the highest STD rate and, you know, HIV is coming up too with it. Go get fucking tested.
You know, the first thing I do when I look at the girl.
Oh, yeah, we was talking about how this nigga, he was talking about how they don't wipe their fucking penises with no goddamn tissue before they leave the fucking bathroom.
Hold on. Let me clear that up. Let me clear out for you guys.
That's fucking disgusting.
Dang.
Let me clear out for you guys. We was taught that as a kid. When you go take a piss, wipe your penis off. Wipe your head off. Okay, cool. You gotta understand, man, that penis head, that head is just, it's sensitive. You don't want no dry tissue rubbing up
so against. So obviously he want a baby wipe.
I want a baby wipe, something moist. Remind me of the womb. Remind me of the womb. Remind me of that cat.
Bitch, you might as well go and fuck some. But make sure you wipe yourself off first.
I gotta get a baby wipe then.
So look, he made it seem like no niggas be wiping they fucking shit off or whatever. I'm just like, no, y'all just fucking disgusting.
Some dudes don't. Look, you get untaught that stuff like when you out with, you know, your dad or uncle or something like that, and you go, what's wrong with you?
Your dad, I'm teaching you this shit?
No, I'm just saying, like, you get taught, like, okay, you get taught with your kid as a boy, you pee in the toilet, not outside. But then you get around your uncle, your daddy or something, you be like, I gotta pee. Just open the car door and pee out there. Boom. We out in the parking lot pissing. We ain't parking lot pimping, we parking lot pissing.
And first of all, he made it so goddamn technical of how niggas take a shit.
I mean, you not, got...
Look, explain. Go ahead.
All right. Boom. Everybody got to stop. Sorry. Boom. All right, boom. So, you go to the bathroom as a man, you had to take a shit and a piss. So, what I do is, if I had to take a shit and a piss, I hold it. I hold my penis and piss. Hold it. So it won't drop in the toilet. If it drop in the toilet, then I got a travesty there. They don't fuck up. I'm like,
at least you get to wipe then?
I mean, you get to wipe then, yeah, because you got toilet water on your penis. I mean,
first of all, you making it seem like the only thing niggas wipe is their asses. I just hope that niggas ain't here that fucking dirty. They ain't any fucking dirty.
I mean, I don't like wiping my ass with regular toilet paper, though.
What?
I like baby wipes.
Look, your sensitive ass.
My tush is valuable.
Right now.
My tush is valuable. Even though I don't got no ass, my tush is valuable. I got straight back.
We know that.
I got straight back, you feel me?
You got bass.
I suffer from a disease called no ass at all. So, you know this.
It go from your neck down to your legs.
But they say she got more front than back. I got more front than back. Shit. I got more front than back, goddamn. And I ain't talking about my stomach. Shit, fuck it.
Hey, y'all remember that post how the man was standing out on the balcony or whatever, butt ass naked?
I'm gonna be like, old dude from That's Your Caddy. Oh, he said, what you looking at?
Talking about Savon.
Yeah.
He'll be like, yeah. Yeah, my dick about 6 inches. From the ground. Shit. Hell yeah. I mean, just
first
like that.
Of all, like I said, niggas, I only out here washing their ass. That's well, I'm gonna start asking niggas, do you wipe your balls too?
Hell, you gotta wash your balls. You know,
I said wipe when you go to the bathroom.
What you wiping your balls for?
You don't wipe your balls either?
You know what? I've always wondered that because, like, when guys have to do.
So y'all.
Like, when guys shit, like. Do they wipe their balls and wash their balls after they shit?
Wait, what shit supposed to be getting on my balls or something?
It looks like the shit might,
I'm
saying.
Oh, exactly. Hell. Like, we be wondering this shit.
Nah, shit don't. Do y'all wipe y'all pussy lips?
Yes, we have to.
Yes, I do.
What the fuck you mean?
I thought you wiped the inside of it.
I go straight to the sink and wash my and wash my cooch and everything.
Exactly.
Really?
He said we didn't wipe the inside.
I just thought y'all wiped the inside of it.
Oh my gosh.
Like the labium and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh.
The labium is the lips.
How about you get you some wipes and you take them every fucking well?
I'm gonna do
we'll
that.
We're gonna get an endorsement deal.
Y'all ain't never seen
Huggies for your ass.
Y'all ain't that's got some kind of stuff in it. I don't wanna wipe my tush is valuable. Yeah,
okay. Look, you ain't got no ass. Don't worry about it.
I know I ain't got that's a fucked up part. I wasn't blessed with ass.
You know how
I'm a Hank Hill.
You know, not them Arrowheads. Not the Arrowheads. You know the sour candy?
Arrowheads?
You know how they be making their looks or whatever? When they ask a candy that's so fucking sour, that's how your ass probably looks.
A sour face?
Yep. Just suck in. damn, you don't never get no damn cushion.
It was a girl that joked on me. She was like, you know you ain't got no ass. I said, yeah, I know I ain't got no ass. She's like, I'm going to go ahead and thicken you up. I said, what the fuck does that mean?
Oh, yeah,
thicken me
that
up? What the hell?
I remember she said that shit. She was like, I like my niggas thick. She's like, what the fuck?
I'm like, what the hell? Is this role reverse? This must be opposite day because I ain't never heard a woman talk like that to a nigga.
Look, you know what? Tomorrow's going to be opposite day. I'm just going to roll up on a nigga and be like, hey, shawty, let me holler at you right quick.
What you holding in them jeans, babe?
Yeah, what you got? Nah, but niggas want to show you and shit. I ain't got time, never mind.
Nigga put a whole dick out. Here you go. There you go. We'll slap it on your hood. I wish a girl would pull up me. Let me see your dick. All right, shit. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Slap it right on your windshield. Bloop.
Mm-hmm. Women should start walking around with dildos and shit. You know, when niggas want to holler, especially ugly or whatever, just slap a dick on them. There you go. Here you go. Y'all ain't going to have shit to say there. Exactly, just like
that. Fight your ass. You good? Just slap a dick on me, bro. You know what? Boop, 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 boop. You gonna get that quick three piece?
Hell no, but that shit is like
you got medical. You got them dummies that gonna say you better be glad you cute.
I can't believe they don't wash your nuts.
I know you sit after school and watch the little magnet school kids come and. When you go to a high school and you see madness school kids, it's like seeing the first coming to Jesus. Like they be so happy. Oh my God, bro, she coming, bro, she coming. What the fuck?
Magnet school people.
Yeah, BTW and shit. BTW is kind of Lee.
Oh.
Yeah, you just get dropped out, so they just get happy like it's the first coming to Jesus.
I don't know.
And I didn't pay attention. I seen one girl slap the dude. Like three or four times. All he do is just, you better be glad you're cute. Oh, hell no. I'm calling my sister. What the fuck?
First of all, niggas be getting their ass beat by these females and don't mean nothing. Look.
But that's.
Y'all be in some abusive ass relationships. You look like the type that'll get your ass beat by a female.
I told you about the time I got my head thrown up against the window.
I bet you did.
Yeah. She got mad. She said something about, she used to talk to one of my brothers.
That's your fault,
I grew up with him. I grew up with it. I didn't know she used to talk to him until she told me that day because she was pissed off about something. Then I told her that's why my ex got the same birthday as you. Then next thing I know.
First of all, that's some weak ass shit. But first, look.
She turned the She-Hulk and threw my head to the window and I bounced off.
He was fucking flabbergasted. I can tell his fucking face.
I was like.
Well, you got a man handled by a woman.
Yes. Couldn't do nothing about it. At that time, she was like, I told her, like, man, I'm like, what I said, don't come around here no more, or something like that. I was telling like, one of the dudes on the block, don't come on the block no more, cub. Threw my head against the window, bro, don't come on the block no more.
Mm-mm. First of all, I'm the type of person that if you ever tell me to pretend that we in a relationship or whatever, I'm be abusive as fuck.
You know what? I did some dirty ass shit to a girl. I kicked out my house. Before I know it, I said, get the hell out of my... Because I was trying to talk to her. It was a long time ago. I think I was in 10th grade, and she was graduating. And we was over there talking. And every time she's come to my house, she's talking about every dude wanting to talk to her. And if you know I like you, why would you keep telling me shit like that? What, is it going to make me want you more?
Why do I got a feeling I already know who the fuck this is?
Nah, you don't know who it is.
Oh.
Okay. So, just this one particular day, she's talking about dude at the gas is on her. And I just got pissed off. I said, get the hell out of my house. And she got out.
But first of all, that's the best fucking feeling to kick somebody out your fucking house.
But I did it for my mom and my dad. It was like, did you just cuss? Like,
get out.
So get the hell out. Get the hell out.
Get the fuck out.
Then next thing I know, I went out to get a haircut. Because, you know, my dad would come here in the backyard and shit. So I come, my sister come in the storage house with her. Because she was like, she came back to help you with your homework. What kind of shit?
You know what I'm going to start doing? Whenever I want somebody to get the fuck out, I'm going to be like, damn, you want to do the In My Feelings Challenge or whatever? And so hopefully they be like, yeah. And so as soon as they get the fuck out, whatever, you know, start dancing, I'm going to pull the fuck off. I ain't coming back. Sorry. Bitch, I'm not coming back. And, you know, by then I got your phone because you're going to leave that shit in the car and shit. So you can't call nobody.
Dang.
Sorry. I guess it's just my mind.
So... tell me why. And what we were talking about before the podcast got deleted. Anchor, come on, man. We had 56 minutes and it got deleted.
Any fucking hood, what?
Okay, so I was just telling how I'm mad though. But, all right, so I just lost train of thought.
All right, name one reason you might go on a date with somebody you don't really like. Food, nigga.
Food.
I'm going food.
Food. Food.
I'm going to eat. And it's like, as soon as I'm just like, don't call it a date, because it's not a date. It is like friends.
So she's going out.
Yeah, that's it. And like, I don't want you to think anything more. That's it. I'm going for the food.
So food. Yeah, food. Food.
Well, as long as they're paying for everything, I'm eating.
Exactly.
I'm going to eat and drink. I'm going to get drunk.
First of all, you alone.
I don't watch a little boring ass movie. It's just boring. We go out to eat. That's better.
Mm-hmm. First of all, do you think that men should pay for the first date? If you ask me out, bitch, you paying. Because, look, that makes it seem like if you ask me out and I go out and pay or whatever the fuck, I might as well take my fucking self out.
That's a clip.
I'll pay the tip.
You'll pay the who?
The tip.
You plead the fifth.
I should have paid a tip.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's cool, whatever. But niggas, I mean, I don't know what type of generation this is, whatever. But they feel like niggas becoming pussy, period. That's it. They feel like, you know, females should, you know, go ahead and pay for it. I'm just like, but you ask that female out. It's a difference between if she asks you out, then of course, I mean, she could pay. But are you going to really be that type of person where it'd be like, you know, shit, you know, we can split the bill or, you know, all this other type shit?
My madness would kick in. It could be my last $40 and I'll sit there and pay for everything. Baby, you just got to wait for the next date till I re-up again.
I mean, like, if a guy invites me out, then, you know, okay, you pay. But then sometimes I might look at it like the distance we drive. I might offer to pay. But if we enter a relationship and we just start going out randomly, yeah, I'm going to start picking up the tab here right. And there. I'm not going to expect him to pay all the time.
No. Well, that's respectful. That's giving 50-50 in a relationship. Now, most women don't want 50-50.
I mean, but that's the difference.
I call that though. Not one percentage anyway. That's just giving it all to the man to do. All
right, so how do you feel about if y'all move, like, if you have a relationship or whatever, and y'all move in together, what is your mindset before y'all move in together? Should you pay the bills, or should y'all split?
I pay the highest bills. That way, she won't have to worry. Or I could pay the lowest bills, and you get, well, we can go half on the highest bills, and I pay the lowest bills. And you can have money to get your hair done, nails done, and get something to eat. I'll cook you something. Or you go out
this
there.
Time, I don't give a damn. The bills need to be paid.
Right.
That's true.
If we have, let's say we have like 8 bills. Well, damn, that's too many.
Yeah.
Let's say
I wanna, what you got?
Car notes?
You pay 3, I pay 3. It's no like, let's go half and half on each one. Like, that's it. I might as well just pay a whole bill.
That's true.
Like, I'll pay 3 of the bills, and you
pay
3, we pay them.
Right. And I just feel like it's a conversation that y'all two need to have between each other. Everybody shouldn't be in y'all business when it comes to that, because it doesn't fucking matter. It's y'all. But when you put everybody else in the midst of it, of course they're going to have their opinions, and most likely your fucking friends going to get into your head. Oh, he should be paying this bill. And I'll... Look, it's an agreement between y'all two.
I've had that problem where people were, you know, this person would tell people and they get a bad image of me. I'm like, damn, I don't even do none of that shit you talk. What? I sound like a monster. But it be over-exaggerated stuff that don't even need to be over-exaggerated or even be told to somebody else, period.
All right.
I hate that damn song. Shit.
All right. Next question. Kiki, what is the nicest thing a person has ever done for you or your significant other?
Nothing.
Bought me a Masonic ring. You know... If you know me, you know Masonic stuff is the way to my heart. She bought me a Masonic ring and a Masonic watch. Boy, I was happy as hell. All
right, so name something that you have did for your significant other.
Paid $175 for a goddamn makeup vanity that has Bluetooth on it, plays music, plays your calls, all the other shit. Yeah, I paid $175 for that shit.
Jay.
And the price don't matter.
Oh, my gosh. Jay, what is the sweetest thing you have did for your significant other?
I bought his ugly ass. I bought him a Versace cologne for $85 because the Versace book bag came with it for free.
Oh, hell. Shit. Hey, where it at?
Shut up.
Where he at so I can take it? Cause here
Look, we about to blow the city up, so you ain't gonna be able to get it.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah. No. This is another dude. This guy, he's in Maryland.
Oh, I need
he's
to
find it
because
he's ugly. He's the only one with it, probably.
Oh, hell, he get hella numbers off that.
Only one with it.
Baby, you see this Versace right here, baby? This real Versace.
And then another guy. Like $500 in Broncos stuff. Like, he likes the Broncos. Like, I got him a jersey from NFL.com, the room mat, the big old mats, the curtains, a blanket, some socks. I think I'm gonna go fuck a girl in them damn socks.
This nigga fucked up the socks.
Oh, my gosh. That nigga die hard Bronco fan.
Go throw a girl down and just get sweaty with her.
Man, he on some goddamn Future. I'm about to go fuck this bitch in some Gucci flip flops. He on that type of shit.
That nigga, Lord have mercy.
The nicest thing I have done. I'm trying to do this shit without telling myself.
No self-mentioning. That's our policy.
Okay.
It's our policy.
I risked having the best birthday ever going to be Captain Save-A-Ho and going to go get his ass from a distant state because he got into a car accident. Huh. It's a lot of shit. First of all, look, I was supposed to get an apartment and everything. I took all that money and went out there to get his stupid ass. It's a lot of shit. I won't do it again.
At least,
look, I gotta have a fucking ring on my finger if I do that shit again. I'm just gonna be like, what the fuck you was doing up here? The fuck is wrong with you? I mean, I even let him see his family and all this other type shit. I was a ride or die type shit, you know. So I say being a rider was the sweetest thing I ever did. Bitch, I ain't doing that shit no more. We ride where? Why are you trying to die? I ain't finna die with you, bitch. Like, no. I took a look. We went to court. I was there at every court case. Look, I almost took a knife for your ass. All this shit. Like, I almost got stabbed for your ass. All this shit. Like, I went to therapy for your ass.
See, that's crazy. See, I don't know why dudes put females in that position like that. You got some paper in here?
Somebody don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
They don't care. But the moment you do something and they get mad, it's like they want us to feel their feelings. Like, no, I'm not feeling shit because you didn't feel mine.
Hold on. When y'all get mad, y'all want us to feel how y'all feel. See, you don't even care because you don't feel like I feel about it. Okay, cool. Let me feel how you feel, dude. All
right, but when we do that shit back to y'all, whatever, y'all looking fucking stupid as fuck. And hurt in y'all feelings and shit.
Because we be hurt.
Exactly. So it is like we give you, if you say, let me feel, you know, how you feel or whatever the fuck, and I show you and I do exactly the same shit you do to us or whatever the fuck, you gonna be up in your fucking feelings. So you never should have did in the first fucking place. If you know, hold on, if you actually thought about the person that you was with other than your fucking self, why you wouldn't go did it or whatever the fuck, you wouldn't have did it in the first fucking place. Period.
I have. Okay, hold on. So, have any of y'all ever cheated before?
No.
I have.
Damn. I should have, but no.
So, you never cheated on anybody?
No. Man. So, go ahead and ask her the question.
I mean, you can put a whatever
in there. Question?
I mean, okay, when you have cheated on somebody that you was with, did you think about that person while you was cheating? Damn. You know what? I'm gonna just be truthful because I ain't gonna tell y'all no lies on here on this podcast. I ain't gonna tell no people no lie. I have cheated before. And have thought about the person while I was cheating.
Oh yeah, we did have that conversation before. Yeah,
even having sex, I'm in it deep. I'm still thinking about the person. I'm like, damn. Why am I thinking?
No.
But does that mean you care? You care about the person that you thought about them, or does that mean you just thought about them because you don't give a fuck?
I mean, I thought about it. It really wasn't no good damn thoughts. It was just like, you know, oh well.
Look, first of all, I can tell you about hanging around like a lot of females. Cool,
but we had no connection, and like it was just dead at the time. And I was just like, okay, how can I, like, when it's time for me to like break it off with somebody, like if you're an asshole to me, like I'm just gonna say, all right, bye, I'm gone. But if you really did nothing to me, but we're just not compatible no more, it's just like, I'm very soft when it comes to breaking somebody's heart or hurting their feelings. Like, I become real soft. So, I stepped out on him because there was no more vibes, and I thought about it, and I was like, you know, I feel bad for him, but oh well.
I know, I wouldn't even feel bad. If it got to that point, whatever. Like I said, if I would have cheated on this nigga, whatever the fuck, then it just would have been, you know, fuck it. Look, he called me, look, first of all, I was in a toxic relationship or whatever, but he called me all types of hoes and shit. Anyway, so I just be like, shit, might as well be a hoe. You think you already think I am anyway. Just like, what the fuck? But as far as cheating, I haven't did it. I'm good. I'm set. If I gotta do that, well, go that far or whatever, then I don't want to even go that fucking far.
It's really not a good feeling after it's all over and done with.
Because, like, the way my mind works or whatever, if I cheat on you and I know that you did some dirty ass shit to me, I hope he find out. I don't give a fuck what he gonna do. Man, I don't be caring. That's why I just don't do what I do, because I don't care. Let me see. It's a long ass night. Should a man fix his plate or should you fix his plate?
I'm so tired of seeing that damn question.
I mean, I was taught, like, shit, like, you fix a man plate, but at the same time, just, like, say if you got kids or whatever, you fix a kid's plate, and then your man plate, period.
And I'm tired of that one, too. I'm like, everybody's plate gonna be fixed at one time, it's gonna be at the table, now it's up to them on who comes to the table first.
Right.
If my man had a long day at work, I'll fix his plate. But if you had an off day, I'm not fixing your plate. I'm sorry.
Right. So if your man gained like 150 pounds or whatever, then nigga just getting fat as fuck or whatever, would you tell him?
I'm gonna tell him, babe, you, like, your weight is just getting up there. Like, we got to do something about that. I mean, I might like big dudes, but I don't need them, like, them clumps.
Great.
What subject we on now?
If your significant other gained weight, how would you tell them? Or would you tell them? I mean, if we, like, together or whatever, I feel like we should be so comfortable with telling each other shit or whatever the fuck. It shouldn't matter. But I can be able to tell you that. Look, babe. Look. Look. I'm going to point that to a mirror. Look.
Right, man. Your ass flat.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, come on now. Don't talk about flat asses now.
Look, we might joke back and forth or whatever the fuck, but we gonna get some shit popping. Because I feel like, you know, a lot of women or whatever, or even men, they let themselves go in a relationship or whatever the fuck.
Because we don't think about that. Like, it's like being, like, when you get the person, you stop doing the same thing it took to get the person because you already got them. So it's relationship laziness, basically.
Yeah, I guess. But at the same time, I mean, gaining like 30, 40 pounds or whatever the fuck, I'm like, look, we can go walking. That's going to be our dates. We're going to go walking. You know, we're going to enjoy ourselves or whatever the fuck. And, you know, but at the same time, this is how I got you or whatever the fuck, you know, that's how I want to keep you. Because that's what attracted me to you. With 100.
We just jump from the cheating subject so I can explain myself?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Shit.
The reason why I cheated is because she cheated on me. So I was doing little kid shit. She cheated on me, I'm going to cheat on her. So that's what I did.
Oh, you're wet, little ass. There you go.
And it was childish of me and I wasn't thinking about it.
No, I'm good.
But I did it. Anyway, do I regret it?
Yeah. Well, you know what I call that? If somebody cheated on you and you go and you mess with somebody else when you call that cheating, I just call it, you just having a good time. I wouldn't even call that cheating.
I called it that time getting even.
And that bitch was mad too. Look, first of all, this bitch, he had me. I didn't even know he had me on Snapchat or what the fuck. He had me on there. I was just twerking and shit. Like, I mean, like, we having fun in the club. Like, everybody dancing and shit. And so, she gonna ask me, so who the bitch in the pink? I'm just like, what? What are you talking about? So, I look at the fucking video. Bitch, it's me! The fuck?
And the crazy thing is, like, this has nothing to do with that person. This is a whole different timeline, but the person she talking about she was invited to the club, but I went without her. But everything else she went to, she didn't even think about inviting me. So that made me feel like, you know,
and this bitch on Snapchat crying, like bawling tears, and Shauna's is like, for what? Like what?
But I never bawled a tear or nothing like that. But she didn't invite me like to different things. I just asked. Like, how was it and shit like that? Or if it got to a point where I got tired, I asked why was I not invited.
But another topic is, I ain't gonna say what men think, because I don't really give a fuck what men think about kitty hair, where if it's like trimmed, because I feel like you gonna get what I give you.
I'll take
it. It don't fucking matter.
If you got a bush down there, all right, cool. If you got that landing strip where Air Force One go down. Where Air Force One come down, you got that landing strip? Okay, cool. I'm finna lick up your landing strip.
Ain't nobody asked about that, first of fucking all. Let's not. But anywho,
we keeping it raw and
niggas
uncut. Come on.
First of all, these young niggas or whatever the fuck, they be like, you know, I ain't never experienced before. They be talking about, you know, they don't like all that shit or whatever the fuck. First of all, if I told you to shave or wax your balls, then you gonna have another fucking issue. You like, no, men don't do that or whatever. Okay, but still, it's your preference and it's my preference that you have wax balls. So, look, either this shit gonna work or it's not. So, if a man ever come to me and be like, man, I don't really like that shit. Okay, well, let's go wax your balls. Because y'all ain't cleaning them anyway, so it don't even.
Hey.
It don't even fucking matter. Y'all not cleaning them.
We clean our balls. Now.
No.
But what we do is, I don't know if y'all do it. If we wash our balls with one wash towel, that's the ball washing wash towel, man.
Ain't nobody finna wash no fucking face with your dick towel.
Niggas do. Some people don't know that it's separate towels for a man.
First of all, it's separate towels for everything. A lot of things. Especially with a woman, separate towels for everything. The fuck? I don't know. What's wrong?
One man told me he used one cloth for his ass, everything, face. I said, he said, all you got to do is take that hot water and just rinse it out. I said, I don't give a damn how strong hot water is. I'm not using one cloth on my whole body.
Oh, no. No. And we just found out that niggas don't, you know, wipe their balls anyway, or, you know, they don't.
Hold on.
Shut up, because you don't do it. You said with a wet wipe. You ain't got no fucking wet wipes.
Hold on. When I get in the shower, my first priority is my ball sack.
But it's not throughout the day.
You see how I said that? My ball sack.
It's not throughout the day. Because obviously, you don't walk around with no fucking wet wipes and shit like that.
No,
so you wouldn't think about it throughout the day.
But I'm not.
You know what? I just hold that niggas be, you know, before they even fuck, they start wiping themselves.
If you let me take a shower at your house, I'll take a shower at your house if you let me. But I ain't using your soap. I'm bringing my own soap and rag, baby. Just like prison. My own soap and rag.
I'll give you your own bar.
Exactly, because don't nobody want you to share no fucking soap bar.
What I look like?
That's why they have gel.
Matter of fact,
No, we're gonna get on that itchy shit. You know, it depends on what type of nigga was being that day. That Irish Spring.
Hold on, partner.
That shit gonna make it that itch.
Hold on, partner.
Sister skin.
No. Hold on. I ain't that wrong with no Irish Spring. Now y'all tripping right now.
Niggas, we having sister skin. I need to use Dove.
Both of y'all, cut that out right now.
Hell yeah. The fuck. Yeah, that shit just for niggas. That shit costs $1 or $2 for a goddamn 4-pack.
Y'all so dirty.
That shit stinks.
We dirty.
Y'all niggas, hold on. First of all, you prove niggas are dirty.
No, I didn't. I'm taking up for the men.
First of all, you only told me they wipe their ass.
I told you they wipe their ass.
I said you only told me they wipe their ass. They ain't wipe shit up.
Would you like shit everywhere?
What you mean?
Hey, many niggas said, would you like to see shitty ass?
First of all, if they only wipe their dick when they go to, you know, they drop their shit in the water, I don't care. That's still dirty. Nasty. That's the only time.
That's why I said you do the upward tuck. Like, you know how.
I don't know. I ain't got no dick.
I'm just saying, but you know how y'all little friends, they do a tuck, downward tuck. See, what we do when we take a pit of shit, we do the upward tuck. We just tuck it up. You take your shit, let it drop down when you get through, wipe your ass, and that's it.
Then Dorm Entertainment do a song, When I Shit, My Dick Shit the Water.
On everything, that's what you do as a man.
Okay, that's something new. I'm gonna ask everybody I come in contact with. Did you wipe your balls? Because first of all, pee can travel. It don't matter how good you shake and shit. That means no.
You know what? You know what's messed up by the man when he, you know, it's a dip between.
And then the nigga can pre-cum at any fucking time too. Anything can make this nigga hard. He can pre-cum at any fucking time. So he ain't wiping this shit. He is walking around with a pre-cum on him and fucking piss. You know that's disgusting.
Hold on. You know how to do it. You know how, as a man.
What?
I ain't gonna say as a man. Hold on. Cool. Because a lot of men don't do this. Now, if you pissed off at a girl. Now, I'm gonna be real. Here's what you do. Y'all have sex. And drink a lot of water when you get through. So you can piss. Now, when a man have an erection. And he pissing. It go everywhere for real. That's how you fuck up somebody's life.
Huh.
You can't piss straight with an erection.
Okay, but how is that fucking with her?
Pissing all over her bathroom.
You know what?
Bitch? I said get back in.
You ain't gonna wipe anyway. So it don't fucking matter.
You funny.
You nasty.
You you ain't gonna wipe anyway, so it really fucking matter.
Some people take a shit in the middle of the bed because they mad at somebody.
Look, that's dumb. Don't nobody deserve
it. At least I'll give you liquid. I ain't give you no yesterday's, today's, and last week corn. Straight piss.
Some niggas like, look, first of all, I ain't finna get on that because I'm about to, you know, fight a fucking grown man if I get on that situation. Because some niggas is like for a woman to piss in their mouth. Squirt.
Ew.
That's what squirting is?
Squirting ain't piss. It ain't piss. It can't be piss.
It comes out the same hole as piss, but it's not piss. It's,
damn.
It's totally different.
Yeah, I know.
But it has particles
when it comes
of
out,
piss.
You're going to get a mixture of some urine in there.
Oh, okay. Okay, shut the fuck up.
See, I thought we was on the same page. You could have saved me from that.
No. Mm-mm. No, nigga.
Oh, man.
Hey, shit.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. I like when a girl squirts, so.
Yeah, just squirt all in your mouth. There you go.
Nah.
R. Kelly.
Nah, she get on the... Oh, shit. Hope R. Kelly ain't listening to this shit.
Yeah, fuck that, man.
I gotta sue her. You know what I'm gonna do on the pop pop of R&B? I'm finna sue her. That's what I'm finna do.
Fuck okay.
Then I'll make a song about it. Make it 30 minutes long. Like, what the fuck was he thinking when he made that long ass song?
I can't even put my whole life in a song like that.
That nigga did the ultimate tell all on a track.
No, Mr. Biggs did. What the hell is going on?
Now that shit. Please, hold on. Skirt. Don't sing that song. That was her favorite song. Don't sing that song. I don't want to hear that song.
Well, the other song by Mr. Biggs might as well be her song too.
I don't want to hear none of that shit.
Why the girl cheating and shit? If she couldn't come up with a fucking story.
I don't want none of that shit. None of, I don't want to hear none of that.
Thought she was at Keisha's house. No, we went shopping. But you just said that you know she was doing her hair. Oh. Yeah. Don't have memories back up in here, nigga.
I don't want to hear none of that.
Bitch, I will play it. I haven't heard it in so long.
Please don't play that song.
No, we going to play it. Unless you come up with another fucking topic.
Topic.
You better hope my fingers work as fast as this fucking topic.
See how she doing me? You see how she doing me? Lord, topic.
Okay.
Topic. Come on, help me, please. Help me.
Oh, you fucked up.
Okay, movies.
It's already playing.
No, it's a commercial. So technically it's not playing.
But what about movies?
Movies, your genre. What is your favorite genres? What are y'all favorite genres?
Mr. Biggs.
Y'all think that's funny? And she playing it? You know what? I'm finna step out the car while this song play.
My bitch got child lock.
Hell nah. And she playing it like it ain't nothing.
Look, this is your theme song to your podcast now.
Hell no.
Mr. Biggs.
I ain't no Mr. Big. I'm an MF Doom type dude.
I'll stop for now.
Golly, she over here torturing a guy.
Shut up.
I can take a lot of torture, but just not that.
Yeah, Liz.
Exactly. Yeah, like you won't die.
Man, she was saying that song, all parts. Like, how can you get all those parts in one?
Because she a real nigga.
Friendship.
And I ain't talking about being like, I ain't talking about future. Like, she a nigga. She a real, real nigga. Oh my gosh.
No, don't do it like that.
Would y'all check your significant other's phones? I was only checking if they give me a fucking reason.
That's the only reason why I would do it. But then they turn into, you just checking my phone because you trying to find something the fuck's about. No, it ain't that. I just got a gut feeling something's going on.
You should have said if you and your
ex.
Look.
Shoot, my old phone used to have my location sent to her. And I know damn well, I know for a fact she was reading my text messages, but it wasn't nothing on there.
Yeah. It said, you and your ex alone in a room for hours. What happened? Shit.
I'm looking at the wall.
Yeah.
This is some nice paint. Where do y'all get this from? Lowe's? Walmart?
What type of carpet?
I don't like this. Hey, let this guy paint my house.
So you ain't gonna talk to me? Man, look at this art. Damn.
I can't wait till it get winter and look just like that when it gets cold.
It look like the fucking mist.
It look pretty.
All right, Jason.
Jason?
Mm-hmm.
What about Jason?
You ain't coming out with the fucking mist and shit. You can have it. We in the fucking hood, first of all.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna fuck with us out here. Not no scary movie character or some shit. I Screen the Series one night and came outside to just sit down, and I thought about this motherfucker might be watching me, bro.
So have y'all ever watched like a scary movie that's so scary y'all had to watch cartoons afterwards?
But you know what I do? I pull my gun out the holster, cock one back, put it up on the pillow just in case. Motherfucker ain't finna try me. Be a dead one.
First of all, you the scariest motherfucker in here. On this podcast. We not even finna get up in this shit.
Hold on, y'all even talking about me like that, though.
So fucking scary.
Let me tell y'all, people laugh at me, and I be like, this shit be happening for real. And I meet two other people who said this shit be happening now. After I watch a scary movie, which I do not do anymore, when I try to go to sleep, it just feels like something is grabbing at my head.
Grabbing at you?
He took me a long time to go to sleep, because I just feel like somebody's trying to grab me.
You better watch some of them cartoons afterwards. That's what I do. I mean, feel like something that be watching me.
That don't help.
I mean, feel like shit be moving.
Everything. That don't help.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell. Nah.
I watch Kim Possible.
I watch what's that? We were talking about The Strangers. When I first watched that, I came to the house and pulled up. Like I said, the back light be always off like that. So I pulled to the back, to the backyard. I thought I saw one standing up. Man, I got out of the car. I didn't even put the car apart. I got out of the car, caught my gun, and the car was still rolling. I'm like, dang.
Hell no. No, have y'all seen It Follows?
It wasn't nothing.
You seen It Follows?
Yeah, when they had sex. And
that shit was
up. Bro, it was his first time having sex, knife and a die afterwards. Goddamn.
No, well, we ain't gonna say much. You gotta watch it. It's called It Follows, and it's on some strange shit. But it makes sense in the end or whatever. It's a lesson behind it or whatever. But it's, look, that shit's scary, but at the same time,
that shit make
it'll have you looking.
It make you not want to have sex no more.
But you can't escape that.
No, it's one on Netflix where a girl got teeth in her vagina. Like, if she get a bad vibe from you or something like that, it'll bite your dick off.
So maybe, like, if y'all think about women having, well, vaginas and teeth or whatever, maybe y'all should go get tested.
It didn't bite
Because you. Basically, you know, the coochie is biting you if, you know, if you stinging and shit, you know, when you pee. If you burning and shit, it bit you some type of way.
Hell no.
So vaginas have, you know, teeth now. You just gotta go get checked, you know, and make sure your partner go get checked too. You know, so y'all both won't be biting people and shit like that. Fucking vampires. That's how I feel.
Vampire dick.
Hell yeah. Community dick. Right, you ever heard of that?
But did y'all see on YouTube where this guy told a story about how he had sex with a dolphin?
No.
With who?
A dolphin. How you do that? I'm going to look it up. I'm going to have to look this shit up or whatever.
Yeah. Pretty much the way he described it, it seemed like the dolphin was molesting him and he just gave it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so the dolphin fought him. He didn't fight the dolphin.
He said that he went into the water. And the dolphin was making advances and passes at him. And when he started rubbing the dolphin, like, it rolled over on his belly. And before you know it, like, he was rubbing on her. This is what he said. Her genitalia slit.
But he started, he initiated.
Hold and on. Then he said, I think he worked at the park that the dolphin was in or something, or the beach or whatever. He said, he finally decided to have sex. He said that they had to try multiple positions. I'm like,
it's a white person, huh?
Do you try with a damn dolphin?
This a white person, huh?
That the dolphin had to be sideways so he can, like, maneuver himself in it and, like, just... Girl, it was sick. But he was saying that he was molested as a child by, was it a psychiatrist or whatever? And he tried to have sex with the family dog.
See...
I'm just like, this is a white person. Committing bestiality and they letting him live like that, like.
Hold on, first of all, how the fuck a dolphin give you sexual advances? What the fuck?
Y'all just got to watch the damn clip.
This, huh? How the hell a dolphin come on, big boy, come fuck me. What the fuck?
He right, huh?
And he was talking about how the dolphin was rubbing her cooch on his foot and trying to, like, get
on
the pussy.
First of all, I don't care how much molestation you have went through or whatever, you should not be out here fucking animals.
These niggas fuck sheeps.
No, what?
I don't know. How the hell that thing popped up on my timeline, but it caught my
attention. Oh, my gosh. I'm about to look this up tonight.
Wow. He fucked the dolphin.
You know what? That's on some whole nother level shit.
That's on some... He a freak.
It is a white man. First of all, it is a white man.
What is his name?
I don't want to know his name.
Oh, my God.
It says the real life of Shape of Water. Dolphin lover. Oh, no.
Wow. So now people just going to go around here just fucking dolphins. Just fucking dolphins. What's next?
No, because, you know, in a foreign country, they be fucking chickens.
Yeah, they're shooting her up.
Oh, it's nasty.
Y'all ever heard of alchemy?
No.
Alchemy is like when you take a egg.
No, I don't want to talk about this. No. No. We're not doing this. No.
You about to get scared or something?
I already know where you're going. You somebody take the egg and put sperm up in
it?
And then a man actually did it and it came something.
Yeah, it grew out to be something. It's growing too still.
You keeping up?
No, I just seen the day it came with my... See, it came with my YouTube trending thing. I'm like, what the fuck is an alchemy? Then I looked at it and said, oh my God, bro, is that your sperm or
look,
something else?
We're going to end the podcast here.
No, he had to destroy his life.
All right, anybody want to, you know, say some last words or something?
No, y'all have a nice night. I'm done for the night.
All right.